Honey, remember last week when you were thinking about getting a new bike? I have something for you out back.
Oh, you're the best. I casually mentioned something about a mountain bike, and you run out and buy this.
It's a tandem bike.
They still make these?
Yeah. And here's the best part. It has a caboose for Sammy. Now we can ride as a family.
People are gonna laugh at us.
No one's gonna laugh at us. Here, put this on.
Kim, we look stupid in these things.
Well, yeah, now we do. But later on, we'll decorate them with stickers and make them look cool.
Hey, what's this?
Hey, guys, will you please tell Kim we're gonna look ridiculous riding around the neighborhood with our giant alien heads on this big, shiny geek train?
He's afraid people are gonna make fun of him.
Greg, we're not in high school anymore. Come on, nobody's gonna make fun of you.
Yeah, and people are gonna see a happy family having fun.
See? Oh, I'm gonna go get the video camera and wake up Sammy.
No.
Oh, Jimmy, will you tape our maiden voyage?
I'd love to. Have Greg on tape looking like a big Martian-headed dork.
Nice helmet, Kazoo. What's that for, when people throw rocks at you?
No one's gonna throw rocks at me. Stop it. Stop it!
Apple on the floor. It's dirty now. Don't do that. It's dirty. Don't do that. Christine, Dominic just ate Sammy's apple that fell on the floor.
So?
Aren't you worried about germs?
Germs? Please, I'm just happy he's eating fruit. Kim, the mailman's here.
What? The mailman?
Well, I knew it was you. The mailman has smaller hands.
Oh. Come on, you know you dig it. Give me a little loving, huh?
Just, will you stop it? Kim is watching.
Kim, will you stop watching, you pervert?
Isn't Sports Center on?
Yeah, nice try. Sports Center isn't on till...
If it weren't for ESPN and the pill, I think I'd have 9 kids by now.
Hey, after you had kids, how long would you say it took you guys to get back into your normal routine?
Well, before we had kids, our normal routine was getting drunk and making fun of our friends who had kids, so I'm not sure I know what you mean.
I meant sex. How long was it before you guys were, you know, having sex as much as you did before the kids?
Never.
Never?
Well, no. I mean, I don't think we could ever have as much sex as we had before. I don't think Pamela Anderson and Tommy Lee had as much sex as we had before. Of course, their video looked a lot better than ours.
Okay.
Are you guys not doing it?
No, we're doing it. It's just not as often as before. Like, say we used to have sex X times a week, now we're having sex, like, half X. or on a good week, half X plus one.
Kim, is this a sexual problem or a math problem?
Just forget it.
Look, honey, when you have kids, there's some things in your life that change. It's natural. You know, and after a while, your kids stop needing you as much, and then you'll have more time for each other.
Oh, you're right. Isn't it funny how that now that we're adults, you're the one who's always giving me the good advice?
Hey, I gave you good advice when we were growing up, too.
You told me that all the cool kids weren't wearing anything under their gowns at graduation.
It was a joke. I didn't know it was going to be windy. You made the yearbook, right?
Hey, sweetheart, I'm home.
Hi, pumpkin.
In here making dinner.
You know, I'm starting to notice every time I come home, you're on the couch in that exact same spot. You're like a stain.
Laker game's on tonight. You gonna watch?
I don't think I can. I was almost out the door at work when my boss ran after me and gave me this. It's gonna keep me busy all night.
Yeah, that sucks.
I know. Here I was looking forward to watching a game, and he has to give me 2 Laker tickets.
Wow, your boss must love you.
He should. I've been making him look good since I got there. It's about time I got a few perks.
I wish I got perks like that.
Well, there's one thing you gotta have before you get perks. A job.
Okay, all right, sure. Make your jokes, big lazy Jimmy, laying around your house all day while you're at work saving your boss's ass. But at the end of the day, we're both going to the Laker game.
Oh, slow down, cowboy. I haven't decided who I'm taking yet.
What?
Well, I have to ask Kim first. I'm sure she'll say no, and then you can come. Honey, my boss gave me his Laker tickets for tonight. You don't want to go, do you?
Well, we can't go. We're going to the theater tonight.
What?
Greg, you asked me to get these tickets. I hired a sitter. Everything's all set.
Oh, right.
Jeez. What are you going to do with those Laker tickets?
Here. This sucks.
Aw, hey, cheer up. Maybe you'll have fun.
I doubt it. It's kind of a woman's play.
Oh, come on. Why is it a woman's play?
It's called the Vagina Monologues.
You wanted to see the Vagina Monologues?
I thought it was something else.
You know what? I wanted to see that.
Well, go instead of me. I mean, if Kim doesn't mind.
No, I guess not.
Great. Hey, Jimmy, we're back on.
Whoa, slow down, cowboy. I haven't decided who I'm taking yet.
Man, that was a great game. Shaq was amazing.
Yeah, he better be. You know, I read an article in Sports Illustrated that said if you broke down his salary to actual playing time in a game, he makes more in a minute than I did all year.
Well, it's because he works more in a minute than you have all year.
Jesus, traffic is a mess. It's going to be backed up all the way to the freeway.
Yeah, it looks like we're going to be stuck here for a while.
Hey, look at that. There's a strip club right up there.
Where?
Well, can't you see? It's up past the gas station, right behind that billboard.
That is amazing. You can spot a strip club a mile away, but put a check in front of you at a restaurant, you turn into Mr. Magoo.
Come on, man. Nobody's moving. Let's go in for like 20 minutes.
I don't know.
Why?
Because I'm married. I wouldn't feel comfortable there. Besides, those places are ripoffs. I went to one for my buddy's bachelor party. They charged me like $10 for a water.
Yeah, that's because it's magic water. You see, if you pour it in a glass and hold it up, when you look through it, you can see naked women.
I don't feel right about it. Besides, those places are always filled with a bunch of creepy guys.
Well, exactly. And those girls, they gotta dance in front of them every night. Don't you think it'd be nice if they went in and were able to perform for a couple of respectable guys like us?
That might be kind of a treat for them.
Now you're talking. Okay, come on. Let's go in there, show them what a little class looks like. And not only that, you come inside, I'll show you how to fold a dollar bill so it looks like a 10.
You think our wives are still up?
I don't know.
Try fast.
Morning.
Good morning to you.
Good night's sleep?
Not particularly. You?
No. Oh, that glass is dirty.
So am I.
That, little problem we were talking about the other day?
Yeah.
Solved?
A couple of times. I gotta tell you, it was amazing. Greg was so passionate. I mean, he actually woke me up and ripped off my nightgown. Felt so naughty.
Jimmy was a little rambunctious himself.
Wow, Jimmy too, huh?
Oh, yeah. He's always like that after he comes home from a strip club.
What?
What, Greg didn't tell you they went to a strip club?
Hey, Christine. Morning, firecracker.
So, that was some night last night, huh?
Oh, yeah.
I can't stop thinking about it. All that passion, all that screaming.
I know. I hope I didn't scare Sammy.
I was thinking that maybe tonight we could have a repeat performance.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I was even thinking that maybe I could do something kind of special. You know, get a little freaky.
I'm listening.
I just thought it might be fun if I got all dressed up.
Uh-huh.
Maybe do a little dance.
Wow. Yeah, that would... Wow.
And you like that?
Oh, yeah.
And then maybe I could put on some music and slowly take off my clothes and then shake my hooters in front of your face while you dig into your pocket and throw dollar bills at me, you pig!
What? What? What are you talking about?
Well, that's what you like, isn't it? Isn't that what went on at your little strip club last night?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Okay, wait. Wait. You wait. Jimmy wanted to... He said that... We were stuck in traffic.
Oh, there was traffic. I see. I forgot that when we said our wedding vows, we promised to love and honor each other, except, of course, if there was traffic.
Oh, come on, Kim. We had to kill time. It was the only thing that was open. You know, if there would have been a pet store there, I'd have come home with a puppy.
If you thought there was nothing wrong with it, why didn't you tell me where you went? Why would you keep this from me? What were you afraid of?
Should I get you a mirror?
There's a yard sale down the street if anyone needs shoes.
Hey, thanks a lot for telling Kim we went to a strip club, Jimmy.
Well, I didn't tell Kim anything.
What?
Christine told me.
You told your wife we went to a strip club?
Hey, look, Greg, I happen to be honest with my wife, okay? We don't keep secrets from each other. So, you know, if we go to a strip club and have a couple table dances, I'm going to tell her.
What the hell is a table dance?
Jimmy, why don't you come in here and give them some privacy? Still hear everything. It's just not as awkward.
Well, this is just great. Now, what I thought was a wonderful romantic evening last night is ruined.
Look, Kim, I don't know what you're so upset about. You got what you wanted.
What are you talking about?
Well, your problem is fixed.
What problem?
That you guys weren't, you know, having enough sex.
You discussed our sex life with Jimmy.
No, I discussed our sex life with Christine. I didn't know she was going to tell Jimmy.
We have to talk about something in the guest house. There's no TV.
Kim, I can't believe this. If you're having trouble with our sex life, why aren't you talking to me about it?
Because it's embarrassing.
And this isn't?
Why haven't you been having sex lately?
Shut up!
Apparently, we haven't been having sex because he hasn't been under the influence of G-strings, cheap perfume, and big fake boobs.
Well, at least I don't tell everyone in my family about our sex life. And don't think my Uncle Doug doesn't ask.
Great. Will you relax? It's not that embarrassing.
Oh, what do you know? You guys have sex all the time.
What else are we gonna do? We don't have enough money to go out. We live in a guest house with no TV. Truth is, it's either have sex or stare at the wall.
Sometimes it's both.
Hey, where are you going?
To the park. I would ask you to come, but I'm afraid you'd be disappointed when the other mothers don't get naked and climb around on the fireman's pole while someone cranks a Motley Crue song.
How come it's no big deal to your wife that we went to a strip club?
I don't know. I guess she doesn't feel threatened.
Well, it's just ridiculous. Kim knows I love her more than anything in the whole world. She's my life. Every breath I take.
Okay, Sting, I got it.
So what are you going to do?
I don't know. I guess I'll let her cool off a while and then try to talk to her about it.
I wouldn't.
Wouldn't what?
Women don't want to hear men talk.
They always say they want to talk.
Yes, they want to talk. They want us to listen. When they're mad at us, they want to see action.
Guess I could vacuum or something.
That's not going to solve anything. Look. Kim was worried that you guys weren't having enough sex lately, right?
Right.
But she was happy last night, right?
Yeah. She was happy a few times.
I know, Christine told me. Look, anyway, so she was mad because she thought the only reason you jumped on her was because you went to the strip club. You gotta fix that.
I know.
So tonight, man, just do the same thing, only this time she'll think it's because of her, not the strip club.
Makes sense.
I mean, should be easy, man. Kim's a very attractive woman.
You're right.
I mean, she's beautiful.
I know.
She's got an amazing body. I mean, just picture that tight, brown...
Jimmy.
Sorry. Christine?
I got Sammy to sleep.
Good.
And I cleaned up the kitchen a little. Paid a few bills, talked to my mom on the phone, you know, just a bunch of boring stuff, nothing exciting.
What the hell are you doing?
I can't help myself, you're beautiful.
Oh, get off me! I'm still upset.
Kim, I said I was sorry that I went to the strip club.
I don't care about that.
You don't?
No. It just bothers me that that's the only reason we had such a great night last night. I don't want to think that you need to see strippers to get in the mood. I'd like to think that you'd want to attack me for no reason. Stop it!
Well, what do you want me to do?
I want you to talk to me about this. Why don't we have sex as much as we used to?
Because you don't want to.
What?
Come on, I initiate sex all the time. You're never interested.
Like when?
I don't know, like every night last week. Hey, how much more are you going to read tonight? Hey, you still awake? Hey, what the hell are you doing in there? Hey. So, you wanna?
You wanna? Forgive me if that didn't exactly set me on fire.
Well, I don't know what to say, especially when you're not in the mood. It was one thing when I was single to be rejected by a stranger, but to be shot down by your own wife, it's not like I can just pretend you're a lesbian.
Well, yeah, I don't like being rejected either.
When have I ever rejected you?
2 nights ago. I was throwing you all kinds of signals, and you totally shot me down.
What's the matter with your feet?
Well, how was I supposed to know?
I was doing my sexy walk.
I'm sorry. I thought your planner's wart grew back. I'm not a mind reader. At least I said you wanna.
How come we never seem to be in the mood at the same time?
Look, with Sammy and work and everything, there's just a lot of stuff going on. We need to work harder to get each other in the mood. That's all.
Deal.
So, say I'm looking for a little loving. How do I make that happen?
Well, you could bring me flowers. You know how much I like to get flowers.
That's so cliche. All the guys are getting flowers.
All the guys are getting sex.
You like roses?
So what about you? What should I do if you're not in the mood?
Sometimes you just kind of got to make things happen, you know? Grab the bull by the horn.
What do you mean?
I don't think I can be any clearer. Grab the bull by the horn.
What am I supposed to do? Just attack you?
You could. Or, I don't know, you could maybe be a little naughty.
You mean, like, talking dirty?
Well, I don't know if you have to go as far
as... I could talk dirty.
Really?
Heck yeah.
See, this is great. This is the way it's supposed to be. We had a problem, we discussed it, and now we know how to make things better.
Mm-hmm. So, you wanna?
I don't know. Not sure I'm in the mood yet.
Oh, yeah? Well, listen to this.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my. Oh, my God!
Too much?
A little.
You ready?
Just a second. Okay. Fly on.